Chirag Variawa is the director of first-year curriculum and an assistant professor in applied science and engineering at the University of Toronto. Once as a student, he found himself facing a word that he was culturally unfamiliar with.
There was a question that said, should we replace all office chairs with Pilates balls? Well, what's a Pilates ball? Now, is this a course concept? Is this a term that was raised in the classroom that I should be familiar with?
After getting no help from a TA, he asked the professor, who on the chalkboard drew a stick figure sitting on a ball, prompting a sigh of relief from Variawa and many of his fellow classmates.
The professor wasn't trying to throw a curveball at the students. He was merely trying to create an authentic learning environment in which to test concepts. But the side effect of this is that the test was no longer assessing what it purported to assess, which was mastery of course concepts. Instead, it was beginning to test cultural proficiency. The elements of cultural undertones in the language may come across as a learning barrier.
Educators expect students to learn and know technical words, but not necessarily the culturally influenced words or colloquial sayings and phrases they encounter during coursework or testing. This led to a big research project beginning with Variawa.
Taking all of the publicly available engineering final exams that are available at the University of Toronto, scanning in every single word from these exams, so millions of words there, and the development of an algorithm by which we could discern between course-specific words and non-course-specific words that are perhaps alienating, perhaps construe invisible learning barriers, and so on.
This allows faculty to, for example, create word lists as part of a syllabus, identifying the technical words to be learned while prompting students to ask about any other words or terms they might come across, helping to make visible a previously invisible learning barrier.
It's essentially creating the starting point for a glossary of technical jargon that we can say to our students, you should be aware of these things because you'll come to learn them. However, we're not testing you on your cultural vocabulary. That'll be used to increase the quality of the educational experience to create a more authentic environment.
And students everywhere appreciate being thrown a bone, even if they don't even know what that means. For the American Society for Engineering Education, I'm Nathan Call, and this is the PRISM Podcast.